Hello, beautiful emeralds, and welcome to another episode of Vina V's Popcorn Positivity. It's another one of these late night podcasts, so I can't be my normal, energetic, over enthusiastic self because my son has just gone to sleep again. It's midnight and I need to go to sleep myself, but you know, this is a daily podcast and I've promised that I am going to be consistent no matter what. And I'm really proud of myself. I think this is the fourth or fifth episode and I've been consistent for 4 or 5 days in a row. I feel like I'm patting myself on the back. If you don't know who I am, my name's Vina V. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Like I said, I'm here every day and I'm just here to give you the brutal truth of what it's like to be an entrepreneur and be a single mum. And it's kind of like taking you for a journey of my life and helping you at the same time to let you know that you're not alone. Today, I had a lunch meeting, so I've got some more client work coming up. I film videos for councils, corporate clients, so I've got some more client work coming up. And one of my friends was just over as well, and he's going through a really hard time at the moment. I'm not going to give any personal details about what's going on in his life, but I just want you to know, if you're listening to this right now, is that you need to live your life on your terms and do things what makes you happy, rather than living your life to make other people happy or living your life doing what others want. And what I mean by this is that if you're in a relationship right now with someone, or a friendship, for example, and you're not happy in it, you've got to get out of it. You can't stay because you're scared of what will happen next. You can't stay with that person because you actually feel sorry for them and you think by you leaving that, you know, that's really going to affect their life. You have to look at it like this. Do you both want to stay in that friendship or relationship and both of you be unhappy for the rest of your lives? Or do you want to let each other free and you both be happy? I know it's easier said than done. And talking from personal experience, when I split up with the father of my son, that was really difficult. I stayed with him for much longer than I should have because I wanted to make it work for the sake of my son. I've always wanted to, obviously, my son have two parents in the same house. But I'll do a whole other podcast episode on this. My situation, you know, I was in an abusive relationship as well. So when you're in an abusive relationship, it's actually, it's, you want to get out, but at the same time you think this person is amazing and sometimes they're not. Now, if you've never been in an abusive relationship, I know that is very difficult to understand. You'll think, hold on, Vina, if you're in an abusive relationship, you just get out, it's easy. And I used to think that when I used to see or hear stories of women staying with guys who've been abusive. I used to think, and I know this is going to sound very harsh and brutal, but this is what the podcast is all about. I used to think, how stupid are they? Why the hell are they not getting out of their relationship? It's very easy. But until you're in that situation, it's actually very complex. It's very complicated. You've got your feelings all over the place. And especially when there's a child involved, it's very different. I will do, actually, I've done an episode on domestic abuse and the actual cycle of it. So maybe you could understand more if you've never been in a relationship like that. Maybe you've got a friend going through it and, you know, hearing someone else talk about it might really help you. If you go to mumtomillionaire.com, a recent episode is all about domestic abuse and that will really help you. Coming up next, I want to talk more about this and just living life on your terms and what makes you happy. Mm-hmm. So if you want to hear that episode on domestic abuse, and you can just get more of an insight on the kind of psychology behind it, and maybe if you've got a friend in a relationship, you can hopefully help them after you listen to that episode. Just go to mumtomillionaire.com/episode57. That's mumtomillionaire.com/episode57. Or you can just search for Mum to Millionaire on iTunes, Google Play, and it will come up there as well. That's my other podcast, which I do, where I interview mums in business, and again talk about real life topics that are going on in the world. But going back to this point of doing what makes you happy, again, I'm going to emphasize this. I know it's easier said than done, but you've got to be strong. We only live one life, and what's the point of going through life and you're not being happy? You know, some people might look at me and think, oh, she's not successful, she's not going fast enough, she's not, you know, making tons and tons of money. But my main priority in my life is making sure my son is happy and healthy, and, you know, we deal with the issues that he's facing at the moment. And not only that, and it's my message to parents, if there's any parents listening to this, is you also got to look after yourself. I make sure, I strive to make sure that I'm happy every day. And if I haven't had a happy day, which is quite rare, I always try my best to be happy and positive every day. But, you know, if I start to feel a bit low, I kind of analyze what's going on in my life and I think, why am I not feeling the happiest I can? And then the next day when I wake up, I make sure I do something that makes me happy. And it could be something so simple like taking half an hour to watch a good YouTube video and drink a cup of tea in silence. You know, it's, sometimes it's really simple things. And remember, each day is a new opportunity to change your life. So if you've had a really rubbish day today, it's okay. Tomorrow when you wake up, you can change your life. You can do something really small tomorrow to change it. Strive to be happy every day. Don't live your life on someone else's terms. Since I was younger, you know, the whole thing of you go to school, you do your A-levels, or you do some other education, and then you go to university. I didn't go to university. People at my school, teachers thought I was crazy. Members of the family, they're like, why aren't you going to university? But I've always wanted to live life on my own terms, and I knew I didn't want to go to university. I still applied, I still got in, just, you know, go along with the system, but I knew that wouldn't make me truly happy. That's not what I wanted to do. So, you know, if you take away one thing from today's episode, just really look at yourself, analyze yourself, and even write it down. Write down what's going on in your life right now. And then think, are you truly happy? Are you doing things in your life right now just to make other people around you happy? If you've made the decision to go to university or made a decision to get a certain job, is that really your decision, or has it been influenced by other people? If you're in a relationship right now, do you know that you should really be out of that relationship, or you're just staying in it because it's comfortable and you're scared of what might happen if you get out of it? I just want to ask you those questions. As always, I really hope this episode has helped you in some way, and yeah, I just feel quite happy with myself that I've been consistent with something for once in my life. So yeah, you can hold me I'm going to be here without a doubt every single day until I decide not to do this daily podcast. Thank you for your support so far. More information about me as per usual. Actually, do get in contact with me. If you want to follow me on any other social media, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, it's at official Vena V, V-E-E-N-A-V. If you're listening to this on iTunes or Google Play, please do subscribe. I really appreciate it. You have an amazing day. Be happy and stay positive. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.